Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. On Sunday, we had Dale Barlow from the Newground leadership team speaking on the Holy Spirit. And this week's devotionals are loosely based upon his message. And today I want to reflect upon how we are promised, and so we are to seek the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let's read from John 14, 16 to 20. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you will know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. And in John 16, 7, we read, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate or counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Today's lesson: Jesus has promised to continue to work in us and through us by the Holy Spirit. So let's believe his promise and ask to be filled with the Spirit's presence. That's quite long, so let's say that again. Jesus has promised to continue to work in us and through us by the Holy Spirit. So let's believe his promise and ask to be filled with the Spirit's presence. During the Last Supper, as he faced betrayal and death, Jesus taught many things that he wanted to ensure that his disciples knew about. In John's account, he records Jesus' extensive teaching and promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, why does Jesus spend so much time on the promise of the Spirit? He does this because he wants his followers to be assured that his death and resurrection does not mean defeat and desertion. He wants them to know that he will continue to be with them by the Spirit. And he wants them to understand who the Spirit is and what he will do. Jesus refers to the Spirit as another advocate or helper. This speaks of many things. Firstly, another points to the Spirit being a person distinct from Jesus, distinct from the Father. However, because of the unity of the Trinity, wherever the Spirit is, the Father and the Son are also fully present. And secondly, another, allos, means of the same kind. Jesus wants his disciples to know that the Spirit will continue his kind of ministry. The Spirit will continue Jesus' ministry to us and then through us. Thirdly, the term advocate, parakletos, means one who comes alongside to help in active assistance. As Jesus helped his disciples, he would continue to help them and continue to come alongside us. He continues to come alongside us also. When children are small, a parent will come alongside, hold their hand and help them to cross the road. But at some point, we trust and allow children to do this for themselves. This is never true of our relationship with God. We never mature so as to need him less. The Spirit wants to come alongside to lead us through life and through every day and this very day. So in response, Jesus has promised to continue to work in us and through us by the Holy Spirit. So let's believe his promise and ask to be filled with his presence. As Jesus taught and empowered his disciples, so the Spirit wants to continue to fill us, teach us, empower us. We enter into the good of this promise by believing it and praying for it. Do you believe Jesus' promise of another advocate? Do you believe his promise that I will not leave you as orphans? Will you believe his promise so as to come to him, as we read in John 7, 37 to 39, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit. God bless you.